Hi everyone, it's Alex. Just popping in to say that there's a trailer for Neighbourly at the end of this episode, so make sure you stay right until the end to listen to that. And check out the podcast after you've finished this episode. It's really good and genuinely one of my favourite podcasts. But until then, please enjoy Season 1, Episode 2, The Disappearance of Chip Romero, Part 2.
Do you know that? You're my friend. But you're insufferable. And you're so stubborn. You're recording again, aren't you?
Maybe.
You know what? I'm not even surprised you'd suggest this. It's just as weird as the usual theories.
It's not weird, Calliope.
It so
is. It's aliens. And I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying it's a possibility that we should be considering. Look, I was doing some research in the library, and I think I really might have a lead. I'm serious this time. Mm-hmm. I think it could be aliens. Because I was reading this book on all those disappearances, and most of the people who have disappeared in spirits for it had a gnome in their backyard. And every day they would take that gnome and they would bury it in the sand. It was a really weird ritual that happened. Honestly unexplainable, because we aren't even that nearby to a beach. And Clippy, what are you doing?
I need to get started on Chip's memorial display, Sam. We'll talk later.
But this is important.
I'm busy!
Oh, really?
Yep.
Because there seems to be a list right here on the wall of everyone who signed up to help with the display. And it looks like it says your shift doesn't start for another hour.
Oh my, would you look at that? It appears that suddenly I seem to have forgotten how to read.
Come on, we're going to the library.
Oh, it is going to be a long day.
Is Evan sleeping?
I think so.
Are you alright with him asleep on you like that?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Alright.
Has anyone checked up on what's going on with the blood rain?
Shh. Evan's sleeping.
Sorry. But have we?
No, not yet.
Hello, Spiritsford. Welcome to yet another day that would certainly be beautiful if it weren't for one tiny detail. And we'll address that detail right now, in the weather. The local wizards have admitted to being the root cause of the blood that has been raining over our town for a number of hours, and has since begun flooding Spiritsford High Street. The wizards have once again entered one of their famous prank wars, and would like to apologize to the citizens for any inconvenience their spells may have caused. They have agreed to issue a public warning before proceeding with any large-scale spells or pranks in future. Well, listeners, I suppose all we can do is sit back and hope that they stay true to their word. As for sport...
Called it!
Shh!
Shush! Evan's asleep!
Yeah, not anymore.
Ugh. What time is it?
7 a.m.
This morning, I didn't tell my Ren I was staying the night.
It's fine, Evan. I texted your sister.
Thank you.
Oh, of course.
So, what's going on with the blood?
It was the wizards.
I knew it. I bloody knew it. It's always them when it's blood related.
Come on, mate. Let's get you some breakfast.
See, it's been going on since the town was founded. People would act weird for a few days, then go missing. Except back then, it was part of a ritual.
A ritual? What am I looking at here?
The drawing!
It looks like a festival of some kind. Banners, balloons, crowds, and... That man, is he handcuffed?
Yes.
Those people, they're dragging him towards
something. I can't tell what it is.
An alien.
Now let's not jump to conclusions.
Well, I've never seen anything like it in Spiritsford. And if something's strange, even by Spiritsford standards, it's probably not of this world.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Look what it says here. After behaving in a way that many of his peers described as different from his usual nature, Matthew Mills was chosen as the subject for the strange festival. Historical records differ, but this drawing is the one constant through all of the surviving historical records. Weird, isn't it?
A little bit weird, yeah.
So, will you help me investigate?
Investigate what?
Chip!
No. No, Sam, he was our friend. This is different to the other cases we've taken before. We knew him.
I know you don't believe that he's dead.
There's a difference between wishing he was here and genuinely believing that he's still out there.
If we find him, it'll be proof that the police haven't been doing their job. You've been wanting to call them out on that for years. This is our chance.
Evan won't like it.
He doesn't have to know. Nobody except us has to know.
Pay for my lunch for a month, you've got a deal.
Done!
You have 3 new messages.
Hi, Evan. I'm sorry if I upset you. I really am sorry. I really am sorry. If you want to talk about Chip or talk about something completely unrelated, I'd be willing to listen. I really am sorry. Call me back or text me or something. Please.
Hey, Ev. I know I don't really talk much anymore, but I just wanted to let you know that I am here for you if you ever need me. I know what it's like. Take care of yourselves. Yeah, take care. Stay safe. I've got a list of movies I watched and I'm sad, if you're interested. I sent you a bunch of dog pictures. I don't know if you saw them. Yeah. You don't have to call me back or anything. Just, look after yourself, okay?
Hey, kid! It's me. Your dad. Jamie. Whatever you're calling me these days. It's been a while, hasn't it? I know I haven't kept in touch as much as I said I would, but I'm trying to change that. I heard what happened to your friend. Hyacinth called me. Told me what happened. I'm in the country. Got back from France last night. I'm gonna try to get back into Spiritsford. You know, the town didn't let me in last time. But who knows? Maybe it will now. Family emergency and everything. I'm not sure how understanding sentient towns are when it comes to stuff like this, but yeah. See you soon. Hopefully.
Come in.
How are you doing today?
I thought you had work.
I got the day off, and I'm determined to get you out of this room today.
Good luck with that.
How did you sleep?
Bad.
All right, we're seeing a doctor about it.
You're a doctor. I've already seen you. I see you every day.
We're seeing a doctor who isn't me. Then we can go out for lunch, and I'll take you shopping. We'll have a nice day out.
I think I'd just rather lie here all day. I need a day to myself.
You've been having a day to yourself for almost a week. I think some fresh air will do you good. What do you say? Come on, Ev. I don't know about you, but I'd quite like to spend some time with my son.
Okay. But only because I love you.
He should be here by now. You know, he's never late. Well, do you think he's coming or not?
Well, you did kind of upset him.
But he's never been late before.
He's lost his best friend, Sam. Let him have some time off.
Sam, I love you, but realistically, you're not going to go to your best friend's funeral and then be running up around in the woods looking for monsters the week after. Are you?
Especially when there's quite a high chance that those monsters might have taken Chip. I mean, he just lost Chip. He's not going to-
Oh, we all lost a friend. Everyone's been so focused on Evan, but what about us? We all lost him. He was our friend too. You know, it's not better for any of us.
I don't think he's in school today. I usually walk to school with him, but he didn't turn up today.
Oh, thanks for that, Freddy. Thanks for that very useful information we could have used before Sam started pacing the floor and screaming.
What did you say?
Oh, nothing. Listen, he's obviously upset. It's best to give him some space for a while.
I know, Evan was one of my first friends at this school. After you, of course.
Of course.
I feel like we grew apart once he met Chip, and now that he doesn't have Chip anymore, he needs as many friends as possible. I just want to be there for him.
He does have friends. He has us. Well, not me exactly. I think he might still hate me.
Famous argument.
Yes, but I'm going to try harder, and he has you and Calliope and Freddy. Friends, God, he has them. I'm bad at this. Okay, look. Evan wouldn't have joined our little group and investigated with us almost every day for the last 4 years if he didn't like us.
I always thought he only came here because of Chip.
He started coming here before Chip. Look, I don't think the three of us, me, you, Evan, will ever be as close as we were back then. Because we were like 12 or 13. We've all changed a lot in the last 4 years, and we might have grown apart or had arguments, but that doesn't mean we can't be there for him. We'll help him get through this, and he's going to be okay. We are all going to be okay.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go on a walk.
She left her jacket.
Do you think she was recording?
Is that even a question? Maybe she still is. Look in the jacket.
All right. Of course you're right.
Do you really believe we'll all be okay?
Not for 1 second.
No, Sam, look, mine are clearly stompier. Watch.
Oh, really? What about this?
Well, that's cheating.
How is that cheating?
You literally just jumped up and down, like multiple times on the spot.
And?
That's not a stomp, Sam. That's a jump. It's multiple jumps.
It's not. Come on, guys. Back me up here.
Sorry, Sam. That's a jump.
Yeah, no, clearly a jump.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, Evan?
Yeah, it was a jump.
Oh, I'll get it.
Shouldn't you be getting that since it's your house and everything?
Going to the door is scary, Evan. If Chip wants to do it, I'm gonna let him.
Fair enough.
So that was Todd.
Wizard Todd?
Yeah, Wizard Todd. They said sorry like 100 times. But the blood flood is sorted now. More or less. They managed to think of a spell to clean it off the road. Well, most of it. Some of it, a little bit. They tried, you know, and it's the thought that counts, you know. Apparently they're going around to every house to apologize. You know, oh, what's her name? Sarah Brassington, the vampire around the corner. She apparently hugged, like, all of them. Todd thinks she was just trying to get the blood off their shoulder, but, you know, they still thought it was nice. Point is, it's safe to go outside without getting covered in blood. Yay! So I suggest we get going as soon as possible, because I think my mum wants me home. Evan, you come?
Absolutely. The doctor wasn't that helpful. He just gave me a list of things to try, most of which I've already tried. Exercise regularly, make sure I'm comfortable, don't nap during the day, relax before bed, stuff like that. And apparently going on a family shopping trip means me standing around in the supermarket while my friend shops. Not exactly what I thought they had in mind when they told me I needed some fresh air. Personally, I think a walk or a bike ride would do me more good than standing alone in a supermarket, but, you know, Ren needs to do the weekly shop.
Oh, you're still here. Good. Can you grab me some bread? I'm gonna find some eggs.
Yeah, sure. And so I'm walking to the bread aisle. Past the fruit and the vegetables and the sweets and the chocolate and the cereal and the... I think I'm going to have to stop recording for a minute. So, I guess I should probably explain what happened there. I'm home now. I'm safe. Probably. Hopefully. I was really scared back there for a second. I was just minding my own business, trying to buy some bread, but then I saw him. A man, or maybe a boy, a masculine presenting person, safe to cover all bases, just to be safe. He was masculine presenting. Yes. And he was young, youngish, probably a bit older than me. He was leaning against one of the shelves, dressed in black from head to toe. He had long, dark hair, and he was wearing sunglasses. And I thought it was a bit weird, honestly, to be wearing sunglasses in January in England in a supermarket. Is that we don't have much sun. It just doesn't happen. We don't have much sun here. But yeah, it was weird. Even though I couldn't see his eyes, I was sure he was staring at me. I looked away from him and reached for a loaf of bread, but something made me look back towards him. He smiled. It wasn't a nice smile, it made me feel all wrong, but I couldn't look away from him. I watched as he slowly pushed his sunglasses down his nose, away from his eyes, and suddenly I realised why he kept them covered. His eyes were orange, bright orange, glowing orange. He must have seen the shocked expression on my face because he laughed. I didn't want to spend another second in there with him, so I grabbed my bread and I walked very quickly in the opposite direction, away from the orange-eyed man. And when I looked over my shoulder, he was gone. Yeah. He was just gone.
I didn't think I'd record anything, but I'm worried about Evan. Part of me wants to go to his house, see if he's okay, let him know that I care. I'm probably the last person he wants to see, but I guess, in a strange way, I miss him. We. You know, the first thing he ever said to me was, "You only meant to use an inhaler twice a day." And then he started yelling about how his friend was a doctor, so he was definitely right. And salbutamol inhalers were only for emergencies, so I shouldn't use it so much. I think I told him to, "Be gone, vile fiend! Leave me and my unhealthy inhaler practices be!" We had a little argument about my health, and then I asked him if he wanted to see a ghost. It was so much easier to make friends back then. All he had to do was show them a ghost. And of course, Evan wanted to see a ghost. What 12-year-old doesn't? So I led him to the woods, and actually, I think I have Sam's recording from... Yeah, it must have been 4 years ago. Give me a sec.
You're late.
I know. I was hiding.
Again? Who are you hiding from this time? What did they do? I want names. Nikki. Right. You don't have to tell me, but you do have to tell me who this kid is and why you've brought him with you.
I'm Evan.
It's okay. He wants to see a ghost.
I never said I wanted to see a ghost.
Nikki.
Are you sure you don't want to see a ghost?
Well, I never said that.
See? He wants to see a ghost.
Fine. But he better not mess things up.
Get behind the tree. Stay hidden. And don't you dare get in the way.
In the way of what? I don't understand. I don't know what...
And then, they arrived. The ghosts of Spiritsford. This month's recently deceased. Slowly emerging from a large black coffin in the center of the clearing. The Spiritsford necromancers, three men and one woman, and a kid around our age, stood near the coffin. Two of the men, my old singing teacher, Mr. Ross, and his husband, held the large purple portal open. The ghosts formed an orderly line while the other three necromancers checked the ghost documentation, checking their deaths lined up with what the papers said. We watched as the ghosts drifted through the portal and disappeared. I remember having to cover my mouth to stop myself from laughing at Evan's ever-changing facial expression from horror to shock to sadness to awe. After that, the three of us went every month to watch the ghost's passage into the spirit world. We became inseparable. Man, I wish we could be like that again.
Why are we here?
Research.
You know, I think there's a point where this stops being research and it starts being a disruption of a woman's grieving process.
It'll be fine. I'm sure she appreciates the company.
I hate you.
Sure you do.
Oh, hello, girls. I wasn't expecting you two today. Come on in.
Hola, Mrs. Romero.
Hola, Sam. Calliope, it's been a while. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. You see, we were actually wondering how you were doing.
How are you, Mrs. Romero?
I'm doing alright, dear. Better, anyway. I'm actually leaving in 2 weeks, going back to Spain.
It'll be nice to get a change of scenery.
Yes, I hope it will.
I'm glad we caught you before you left.
What was it that you two wanted to talk about?
We were wondering, and we understand that you probably don't want to talk about it.
We were wondering if you know where Chip was, you know, before he disappeared. Callie's on the memorial committee at school. We wanted to put up a display wherever he was last seen to commemorate his life.
That's a lovely idea, girls. I'm glad he meant so much to you both. He was on a walk in the big meadow.
The big one?
Yes, that's the one. He spent a lot of time up there. But if you're going to go there, please be careful. We have no idea what happened to him there.
Thank you so much, Miss Romero.
Gracias.
So, when you said a little bit of blood was gone, you meant...
Yeah, I meant basically none of it was gone, yeah.
Are we sure they're wizards? Like, I know they say they are, but are we sure?
They made the sky rain blood, Evan. I'm pretty sure they're wizards.
How do we know the blood's real?
I'm pretty sure it's real. How's that for real?
Hey, these are Nikki's clothes. I have to give them back to him tomorrow. Don't ruin them.
I'm pretty sure he won't mind. He'd probably think it adds character, let's be honest.
Probably. But that doesn't mean you have to keep kicking blood at me.
Would you do me the honour of dancing with me, my dear?
What? I'm not dancing with you in the middle of the blood-covered street.
Aw, just a little one? Just a tiny little one. For me?
Fine. What are you doing?
I am giving us music. Can't dance without music.
Oh, is that what it was meant to be? It really didn't sound like it.
Don't you be mean, Evan Pierce. I can and will spin you.
You wouldn't.
Oh, I would.
I still think it didn't sound like music. It sounded more like a... Oh, come on, not again. I get dizzy so easily. Chip, I'm anemic and I'm dyspraxic. I have dyspraxia. I can barely even walk in a straight line when you haven't spun me around 5 times in a row.
I'm kidding. Okay, fine. No more spinning. I don't want you to walk into a lamppost or something.
Wouldn't be the first time. Remember when I apologised to a tree I walked into?
And which time was this? Which one am I remembering?
Hey, not fair. Not fair at all. I know I'm a disaster, but you know what? I do it in an endearing way. I'm a lovable disaster. People love me. I am a lovable disaster, Chip.
You'd better not be listening to old tapes again.
I'm not.
Evan.
I promise.
Fine. I believe you.
Thank you. Is that all you wanted?
Well, no. Your friend is here.
If it's Sam, I don't want to see her.
It's me.
Freddy. What are you doing here? Come in. Sorry, it's a bit of a mess. Haven't really tidied
up. I've never seen your room messy before.
I've sort of let myself go, haven't I?
I can help you tidy up a bit if you want.
That'd be great, actually.
We've missed you at school.
I've missed you too.
Why don't you come back then? We'd look after you. And I'm sure the teachers would go easy on you.
I can't. Not yet, at least. I'm just not ready.
Maybe you could come in for lunch one day? We could just sit in the classroom and talk about aliens or something.
I think lunch would be the hardest for me. Room 56 is where I met Chip. I've spent the last 3 years sitting next to him in that room, and every time I look at the door of that classroom, I expect him to walk through it. And when he doesn't, I'm just not ready to go back yet, Fred.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'll just take a few more days off, I think. Can you send me the notes from the English lessons I've missed?
Yeah, of course. But, Evan?
Yeah?
Stop listening to the old tapes. They'll only make you feel worse.
I don't know how you're expecting to find any evidence of an alien abduction here.
It's where he was last seen, Calliope. If there's going to be evidence anywhere, it'll be here.
If you say so. What are we even looking for?
Well, I'm not quite sure, to be honest.
Okay, so you brought me here when I could be spending my time studying, so I'll actually have a chance of passing my exams, and you don't even know what we're looking for. That's great, Sam. Great work. Thank you.
If you leave, I'm not paying for your lunch.
Fine. What's that book?
I'm reading up on the sites of the disappearances. I'm trying to see if there's anything that they have in common, if there's anything different about the sites after the disappearances, you know, see if there's anything we could look for.
And you didn't think to do that before we got here.
Oh, maybe I'm not as smart as you think I am, Calliope.
Yeah, I gathered that. You're the top of your class in almost every subject, and yet you use your precious free time to drag me to a field to look for bloody aliens.
We're not looking for aliens. We're looking for evidence of aliens.
We're not even doing that, though, are we? Am I just meant to stand here while you read that whole book?
No. You can make a memorial display for Chip. I brought you some supplies.
Oh, so we're actually doing that.
Yeah. I wouldn't lie to Kathy. She's too sweet.
Okay, that's a lot of art supplies. How did all that fit in your bag? And are these...
screenshots of text from Chip? Yeah.
No, these are from the group chat.
Yeah, and there's also some photos of him in there, and some, handwritten messages by the whole gang. Well, except you. You need to write one so there can be a whole set.
Read yours to me.
No! Read it yourself, weirdo.
Please. I read my poem to you. You have to read your little message to me. You owe me.
Do I?
Yes, you do.
Fine. Chip once told me that I had every right to be angry about my past. Angry at my father for leaving, angry at my old friends for humiliating me, angry at my past self for making so many mistakes. But now, all that seems stupid and silly and trivial. I'm not going to use that energy to be angry about my past. I'm going to use it to be angry about Chip's future. Chip was strong. He was brave, and he was kind. He was funny and ambitious and sweet. He was an excellent musician, a fantastic photographer, and just a great person. He wasn't the kind of person whose life should have been cut short. If there was ever a person who deserved to live past 100 years old, it was Chip Romero. And I think I will miss him every day for the rest of my life.
Sam, that was beautiful. No, it's perfect. I wasn't sure if you really cared that much.
What? Of course I care. What do you think I'm here for? Why do you think I'm trying to find him when everyone else has already moved on? You think I'm doing this for the fun of it? I'm doing this for him, Calliope. He deserves to still be here with us, and I'm going to make sure that he's back with us before summer. He will be here with us again, Calliope. He has to be.
Oh! Hi, Jess.
Hey, trouble sleeping?
I got 3 hours. That's probably enough.
Come on, sit with me.
Oh, I'm recording. I was recording a thing before. I didn't realize it was still on. I should probably turn this off.
No, I want to say hi.
No one's going to listen to it.
I don't care. Hi everyone, I'm the prettier Pierce sibling.
They'll never know. It's all audio.
Well then I'm the funnier Pierce sibling.
I'm funny. Just wait till I've stopped being sad. I will out-funny you in no time.
Sorry. Do you want a hug?
I would kill for a hug.
Okay, so I couldn't sleep, so I started going through my calendar on my phone to see what I had to look forward to. Apparently there isn't much, just a few birthdays here and there. None of them are mine, which isn't too fun.
Did you call me just to tell me that your birthday isn't soon?
I'm getting to the point.
Hurry up with it then.
Well, it's the 31st in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Last day of January.
Oh! I
know you don't sleep.
I don't other things. I'm very busy these days. What did you want?
It's ghost collection day soon, isn't it?
No. No, 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 no. Please, I just want to go home. I just want to go back to Spiritsford. Please take me back to my family. Please take me back home to Spiritsford, please.
Oh, I don't think you're all coming anywhere, ship.
The Children of Room 56 is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License, and is distributed by the Listless Network. This episode was written by Alex Abrahams and Grey Kilgour, and directed by Alex Abrahams. It was edited by Stoker Leopold and Aileen P, with theme music composed by Jordan Hendrickson. The podcast cover art is by Samantha Cook, and this episode's cover art is by Matthias Higuera. The script editors for this episode were Jordan Hendrickson, Wynn Grillo, Megan Kaysen, Chloe Peterson, and Noelle Day. In this episode, you heard the voices of
Tamara Silverman as Sam Moss,
Moira Juliet Scott as Calliope Morris,
the illustrious Sean Timboken Flowers as Nikki Dixon,
Wynn Grillo as The Answering Machine,
Chloe Peterson as Jamie Myrtle,
Grey Kilgour as Hyacinth Pierce,
Alex Abrahams as Evan Pierce,
Michael M as Chip Romero,
Eden J. Storm as Freddie Shaw,
Equinox Carnworth as the news reporter,
Scarlett Foster as the orange-eyed man,
Ana Paula Ponce as Kathy Romero,
Livy Martin as Jessica Pierce.
Thank you very much to Zoe, MJ Scott, and Abel for being our first patrons. You can join them by going to www.patreon.com/room56pod. Or if you don't have the means to do so, tell a friend about the podcast. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Tumblr at Room56Pod, and you can email us at thechildrenofroom56@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it.
Hello there. Are your wandering ears by any chance looking for a podcast to settle on? Consider taking up a house on Little Street. The place is plagued with change and secrets, and house sales are frequent. Very few of them are haunted. Promise. You can enjoy any number of the homes on Little Street for the torturous cost of free by following Neighbourly wherever you get your podcasts. That's Neighbourly, spelled with a U, wherever you get podcasts. And don't worry too much about your neighbours. I'm sure they're all perfectly normal.